بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Every human being is influenced by the environment that he or she lives in. And that environment sometimes is his family, his parents, his siblings. Sometimes it's the neighborhood, sometimes the school, the university, sometimes the friends, the community members, including social media, and so on and so forth. Therefore, Islam directs us and instructs us to choose the conducive environment for ourselves and our children. The environment that we live within, we socialize with, has to be a clean, purified. And he forewarns us from the contaminated environments. And one of these contaminated places that we should avoid and we should disassociate ourselves from, what they term it in the books of hadith, مجالس أهل المعاصي, the sessions of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who defy Allah. We have to stay away from that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Al mar'u ala dini khalilihi wa qarinih. Man is on the path of his own friend, meaning following his friend, is influenced by his friends and his peers. You cannot separate yourself from your peers. You cannot say, I have different thinking and different tradition and different orientation and different tendencies from my family and my friends. Once you follow a friend, you are not following his physical steps only. You are following his mental and spiritual and ethical steps too. You cannot separate yourself from your friends. when it comes to friendship, be careful. Be careful in selecting the friends, not randomly. Select those who can have a positive impact on you, positive influence on your children and your family. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam in Kitab al-Kafi states, لا ينبغي للمؤمن, it's not fitting for a believer. And mu'min are you. Those who, mu'mineen are those who say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله علي ولي الله. This is the meaning of the mu'min within the context of Ahlul Bayt. This is the mu'min who follows the path of Ahlul Bayt. لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يجلس مجلسا يعصى الله فيه ولا يقدر على تغييره. It's not fitting for a believer like you to go to a session where he sees that the rules of Allah being violated, Allah being disobeyed, and he cannot do anything. He cannot change. Then don't go. Sometimes you find in yourself the ability to change, to do maw'idha, to advise, to transform those people, to forewarn them, to tell them. But sometimes some people are too weak to speak the truth. People are not equal. Some people, they have the courage, the faith, deep faith, to speak the truth. Some people are more diplomatic. They look at their relationship first with people before their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are not going to change. They are going to give lip service. They are going to remain silent. And then they participate in these sessions. When they participate in these sessions, this is a form of support. You are supporting these sessions. And listen to what Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 140. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. Allah has descended upon you, commanded you in this book, فِي الْكِتَابِ, in the Holy Quran. He commanded you, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ, أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Once you hear some people are in defiance or ridiculing, either in defiance, in disobedience, or they mocking and ridiculing the signs of God. أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا. Some people are in defiance of the verses of Allah, or وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا, and it is being ridiculed. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Do not sit with them. Do not associate with them. Do not walk with them. Don't go to their gatherings. Don't socialize with them. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Until they change the subject. They stop defying God. They stop ridiculing religion and the Holy Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imams. They have to stop that. Don't sit with them unless they change the subject. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Otherwise, if you choose to continue sitting with those people who ridicule God and the Apostle and the Imams, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. You will be like them. Even if you are silent, even if you say, I go there but I am silent, I would not contribute, I just listen. Listening is even more damaging because you are supporting this group. Don't listen to them. Don't go there unless you know you can change. Stay away from these sessions. This is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His holy book. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرَهُ. Again, in Kitab al-Kafi, al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And we are living the anniversary of his birthday. It was yesterday, the 17th of Rabi' al-Awwal, the anniversary of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Imam al-Sadiq, both. He says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ The one who has a true faith in God and the Day of Judgment. فلا يجلس مجلسا ينتقص فيه إمام. He should not go to a session. Majlis means a session, social session. An imam, infallible imam, huh? Not imam, Sheikh Fulan, Sayyid Fulan. Infallible imam. ينتقص فيه إمام. An imam being defamed. ينتقص, defamed. أو يعاب فيه مؤمن. Or a believer, not necessarily an imam, a believer like you. People like you are believers. This is the meaning of a believer in the Shia terminology. A believer, أو يعاب فيه مؤمن. A mu'min being vilified or slandered. Don't go to that session. Stay away. Do not encourage those who, the backbiters, to continue their business, to flourish their business. Boycott them. Boycott them. Say, I am not part of you. I mentioned last night here, we love the Prophet, we claim to be his followers, but we don't follow his tradition. We don't follow his tradition. When the Prophet says, Al-Ghiba haram, do not destroy, do not damage these brotherly relationships among you. Don't do that. And don't allow people to come to you. When someone who is a backbiter, slanderer, you don't listen to him, and that person does not listen to him, and the third and the society boycott him, he would not find a venue to go and attack people. He does not find that venue. He would stop. But when we encourage him, I listen to him, and you listen to him, and the society is willing to cheer him and listen to him, then this business is going to flourish as we see in the Muslim communities. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا. Stay away from these sessions. Stay away from these sessions. اجتناب مجالسة أهل المعاصي. The avoidance, اجتناب is the avoidance of sitting with those who commit sins. Now, sometimes these sessions have two forms where rules are being violated. Two forms. One of them, these sessions, they throw a party. Someone who does not even believe in Islam, he's not practicing Muslim, he throws a party in his house. There are all sorts of violations in his house. There is alcohol, there is dancing, there is music, there is this, there is that. This is one form of it. You should not go. And sometimes, and listen to this very carefully, in the name of religion, in the name of religion, in the name of Islam, in the name of Shi'ism, in the name of Quran, in the name of Tafsir, in the name of Halaqah, in the name of Ta'ziyah, Rawzakhuni, they begin a session where it, the title of it, the title of that session is religious, but the content is not religious. Do you follow me on this, my friends? Sometimes Allah is being violated, his rules and Islam, within religious contexts, within religious circles, within religious sessions. Do you know that? Now, you would not be surprised if the rules of religion are violated, trampled upon in a non-religious session. Someone who has a party, you expect everything in that party. But when it comes to a religious session in the name of religion, people are gathering to celebrate something, and then there is ghiba, there is backbiting. This is very gross. You have to stay away of that. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرَهِ. They have to change the subject. Don't go to these places. Don't go to these places. Worship Allah at home. Say, I am fine. Worshipping, I am much safer worshipping God with my family, with my little family. I want to obey him. I don't want to, in the name of religion, to come to your house and disobey God. Do not encourage these sessions. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Let me conclude with this story. Story of someone whose intention was good, but he ended up doing something bad. One day, في كتاب الكافي عن الإمام الرضا عليه الصلاة والسلام. One day the Imam turned to one of his companions and he said to him, why do you sit with such and such? لماذا تجلس مع فلان؟ So the companion said, يا ابن رسول الله, فلان, this man is خالي, he's my uncle. He's the brother of my mother, so I go to his house. Imam said to him, Imam al-Ridha said to him, ألا أما علمت أنه يقول في الله قولا عظيما؟ Don't you realize, don't you hear from him when you go to his house that he insults God? He says something against God. Maybe he's an atheist or something. The companion said, قال يا ابن رسول الله هو يقول ما يشاء. Let him say whatever he likes to say. أي شيء علي منه. Now no hurt would reach me. My uncle, he's free. You know, under the name of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, you know, I'm free to say anything. Let him say anything against God, against religion. He would not hurt me. I'm a good Muslim. I'm a good believer. Imam said to him, No, this is wrong. You should not go to his house when God is being insulted and while you are sitting there and you are silent. Either you go to him and stop him, repulse him, and tell him this is wrong, or you have the ability to debate with him. You are equipped with knowledge, so you can debate with him, or don't go. And then the Imam gives him the story of the man who was بالذي كان من أصحاب موسى. He was good person. He was one of the friends of Moses. But his father was one of the people of Pharaoh. So the father was on the side of Pharaoh, Fir'aun. The son was on the side of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa decided to take Bani Israel and cross the sea to flee Pharaoh and his persecution, this man said, I am going to stay to advise my father. I might possibly save him, convince him to come and join us. So he was behind. He did not follow. The good man, who was one of the Musa's followers, did not follow Musa. He stayed behind to advise his father. Ultimately, when he stayed behind, he could not reach to Musa, and he drowned with Fir'aun and his community. The khabar, the news reached Musa alayhi salam. Musa said, Huwa fi rahmatillah. Definitely Allah is going to bestow his mercy on him because he was a believer. But when the punishment arrives, does not distinguish between the good and the bad. Because he put himself in the wrong position, in the wrong place. He shouldn't have been there. So the Imam was saying to his companion that when you go to your uncle's house and he's insulting God, maybe a punishment would arrive, and the punishment does not distinguish between you and your uncle. The punishment would reach you to stay away from him. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. During the last few days, we had few events that requires some reflection. One of them is the attack on the French newspaper in Paris 2 days ago. Needless to say that we, the Muslims, are the first community who condemns strongly and with the strongest terms, we condemn such barbaric and inhumane attacks against any people, whether they are in Europe or in America or anywhere else. The attack happened because the attackers, they wanted to revenge for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that newspaper used derogatory remarks and language against the symbols of Islam and against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this attack, the Prophet will be the first one to condemn it and to be the first one to be unhappy about it, because this is not the sunnah or the seerah or the tradition of the Prophet himself. The Prophet had been slandered and vilified and defamed by many in Mecca and Medina and beyond. His response to them was forgiveness. His response with them was tolerance. And many of them accepted Islam because of this equality, outstanding equality of tolerance and acceptance and forgiveness and mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think those attackers in Paris, they insulted the Prophet. Their attack was the biggest insult to the Prophet on the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And their attack has repercussions. I was reading the other day a survey, a study that speaks about the image of Islam in the West, in particular in Europe. And you know, Islam has the worst image in France itself, among European nations and European countries. And this was before this attack. Imagine how the image of Islam is going to be now, after this attack, not only in France or Europe or America, in the whole world. People do not distinguish that there is good people in the Muslim community and bad people. People brand all those attackers as being devout Muslims. They follow their tradition, the tradition of the Quran. The Quran encourages them. The Prophet encourages them. People are not very smart to come and distinguish. So it dealt a huge blow to our religion and our faith in Europe, unfortunately. And the extremists are really increasing and inflaming Islamophobia and the anti-Islamic sentiments in the whole world. But also, I have to say this, while we condemn those attackers and those criminals who, fortunately or unfortunately, they received their fate today. A couple of hours ago, they were killed in Paris, as you heard probably. We also have to say something to the journalist and journalism in America, in Europe, in France, that they have to be more responsible. They have a duty. Journalism, media, it's a duty. It's a duty of bringing the hearts together, the nation together. When they attack the Prophet in such a bad, insulting way, they are sowing the seed of dissension and conflict in their societies. So they are also held responsible for what they did. In the name of free speech and a free press, we should not attack the sacred symbols of any nation or any religion or any group. In the name of, I'm a free, I can express myself. Your freedom has consequences, and you have to bear these consequences. If you want to be free, then you have to accept the consequences. There are some crazy people who cannot understand your freedom. So this is the consequences. So they have to learn a lesson that we have to draw the line between freedom of speech that builds the nations and the societies and bring them together, and between irresponsible remarks or drawings or articles or movies or films or whatever that brings dissension and conflict within the nation. The second event that we experienced is the passing away of a national figure who contributed a lot into protecting Islam and maintaining Islam in America and in Southern California. And this is the late, our beloved brother and friend, the late Dr. Maher Hathout. May Allah bless his soul. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A man that really touched my heart. A man that I said in his eulogy at the Islamic Center of Southern California the other day, that during my 20 years knowing him and dealing with him, I have seen nothing bad comes out of him. No statement, no comment, not even a bad joke that insults me or Shia Islam. He was a leader, a pioneer leader of Wahda, of real Islamic unity between Shias and Sunnis. He was a man of reason, where unfortunately reason and aql is on the decline among the Muslims, going down. He stood to be an outstanding leader of moderation, of balance, of reason, of hikmah. May Allah inshallah bless him and bless his soul with his forgiveness, with his mercy. And we have to remember those good people, because we don't have many of them, believe me. We don't have many of those Muslims among the Muslim community worldwide. Dr. Maher, his brother, the late Dr. Hassan, they stood unique among Muslim leadership in America and in the whole world to always invite people for moderation, to work together, to be together, to put our sectarian differences aside and look at what is good for Islam and the Muslim community in the long run. May Allah bless his soul, inshallah, and we pray for him. We recite Fatiha for him at the end of the speech. And I think tomorrow there is a commemoration for him held by the city of Los Angeles and the mayor of Los Angeles at 1 p.m. Those of you who can go, I will be away. I will be in New York tomorrow. So those of you in our community, please, if you can go and make it at 1 p.m., so go there and show your respect and your tribute to the late Dr. Hathout. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have the celebration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not going to do, this is an exception this time. So please do your salat, Maghrib salat at home at 5:15, because we're going to begin here at 7:30 sharp with Quranic recitation and followed by the Honorable our brother, Brother Hassanin Rajab Ali, inshallah, is going to be with us here. And then we're going to have a fundraiser. So inshallah, help your Islamic center to continue its message and its journey by contributing, inshallah, and helping in this fundraiser. Also on Tuesday, there is an institute here in Orange County. It has two branches in LA and a chapter in Orange County by the name of Pacifica Institute. They have a session on countering violent extremism. There is a panel of four people. I'm going to be one of them on Tuesday, inshallah. Tuesday, I think it will be January 13th at 6:15 p.m. here in the city of Irvine, not far from you. You can Google it and get the address, Pacifica Institute. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات، تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا وشافي مرضانا واقض حوائجنا ووحد قلوبنا وأمتنا على ولاية أمير المؤمنين وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا وقائدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات، وإلى روح المرحوم الدكتور ماهر حتحوت والدكتور أحمد والد الدكتور أسعد حكيم. الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.